Young Australians will have greater protection from online predators with new laws introduced to federal parliament. Dubbed Carley's Law, the changes will give police powers to intervene before online predators have the chance to harm a child, and they also target those who misrepresent their age. It follows years of campaigning by Sonia Ryan, whose teenage daughter was murdered a decade ago by an online predator. And while cyber safety experts have welcomed the laws, they say only education will stop young people becoming victims. And at the moment, that's severely lacking. Caroline Winter reports.
It's been a tireless 10-year crusade for Sonia Ryan, whose daughter Carly was murdered by an online predator who had been posing as a teenage boy. And so the introduction of new laws to protect children online has been a long time coming.
It's incredibly moving for me. You know, I just think, gosh, imagine what Carly would say, what she would think about a law being enacted that has her name attached to it to protect innocent kids. It's difficult for me to find the words to explain to listeners what that means to me.
The 15-year-old's body was found floating in the water at Port Elliot, south of Adelaide, in February 2007. She'd been lured there by then 50-year-old Victorian Gary Newman, who'd spent months posing online as an 18-year-old musician. Sonia Ryan started the Carly Ryan Foundation to create awareness and education for children and parents using the internet, and has been on a mission for legislative change.
When I found out that if this law had existed when Gary Newman was grooming Carly, if he hadn't have murdered her, would have he been arrested with this law? Yes, he would have been arrested. And that to me was really the significant turning point to get this across the line.
Dubbed Carly's Law, it will target online predators who prepare or plan to cause harm to, procure or engage in sexual activity with a child. Importantly, it will include when a person lies about their age online, and will also increase the sentence for convicted offenders to 10 years. The Federal Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, introduced the laws into Parliament and paid tribute to Sonia Ryan and her daughter.
Through the introduction of this bill, Carly's mother has achieved the outcome of a law to better protect young Australians in the online world. I'm very proud to have worked with Sonia Ryan to develop this measure, which is effective and recognises Carly's legacy.
NXT Senator Sky Kokoski-Moore has been involved in the campaign. She says the laws will give police powers to intervene before a predator can act, powers they didn't have before.
What they needed to prove was a sexual intent on the part of the predator. And as we know, these predators can be incredibly cunning in the way that they speak to children. They lure them in, making the child feel safe with them, and then they pounce.
The bill has been referred to a committee which will report back in June. But Senator Kokoski-Moore doesn't envisage any problems getting it through.
The internet is changing at a pace that our legislation is just incapable of keeping up with, unless people like Sonia work tirelessly to make sure that our children are protected by the laws that we as parliamentarians are responsible for.
Susan McLean is a cyber safety expert. She says laws are important and welcomes these changes, but says legislation alone will not fix the problem.
Unless the law is well known and unless the law is used, it will not work. What we also need to do is to prevent young people becoming a victim, and that must be done through education.
Obviously, there's a lot of education going on currently. Is there enough, and is it being delivered in the right way?
There's not enough. Most of it is not delivered in the right way. There are many people popping up in this space with little or no qualifications, and that's a problem in itself. There are many programs that are one-dimensional, and you cannot tackle any online issue in isolation because they are all interrelated. It must cover all the areas of online safety and good decision-making because they're so interrelated.
Ms. McLean believes cyber safety security education should be mandated as part of the Australian school curriculum.
Caroline Winter reporting.